KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, some lingering fog, and 59 degrees. We do look for areas of dense fog this morning, and partly cloudy to cloudy skies otherwise, with showers and thunderstorms, especially later this afternoon and this evening. So those storms could be severe, with strong winds, damaging hail, and isolated tornadoes a distinct threat. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. In Southwest Iowa News, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports 35-year-old Jonathan Emmanuel Selby of Red Oak was arrested today at around 12:50 a.m. for OWI first offense. His arrest occurred following a traffic stop at the intersection of Highway 34 and Box Elder Avenue. Selby was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $1,000 bond. And at around 6:20 p.m. Wednesday, Montgomery County deputies, assisted by the Montgomery County K-9 unit, arrested a 17-year-old male at the intersection of Highway 34 and 200th Street. The juvenile, whose name was not released, was charged with possession of a controlled substance and transported to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center, processed, and then released to the custody of a parent. Police in Red Oak Wednesday afternoon arrested 34-year-old Melissa Sue Bullington of Red Oak. Bullington was taken into custody at 200 East Grimes Street for theft in the fifth degree, that amounting to less than $200. Her bond was set at $300. Sheriff's deputies in Fremont County Wednesday arrested a man on sex abuse charges. Authorities say 27-year-old Johnny Lee Blake of Sydney was arrested on two felony counts of sexual abuse in the second degree, with other charges pending. Blake was being held without bond at the Fremont County Jail pending an initial appearance with the magistrate. No other information was released. And the Iowa Court of Appeals has reversed the invasion of privacy convictions of a priest in Pottawatomie County. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
Father Paul Monahan was the chaplain for the Council Bluffs St. Albert School and was convicted of five counts of invasion of privacy after teenage boys testified he purposely moved back to look at them while they used a public urinal next to him during a track meet in Trainer in April of 2016. Monahan said in his defense he had several health issues that caused him to need to go to the bathroom frequently, and they also caused him balance issues that led to his movement. The Iowa Court of Appeals overturned the convictions, saying that there is limited evidence to show Monahan knowingly viewed the genitals of the five boys and no evidence beyond that to show he was acting for the purpose of arousing or gratifying his sexual desires. Bishop Richard Pates of the Des Moines Diocese issued a statement saying they're relieved at the court's decision and says he anticipates that Monahan will be fully reinstated once the appeal process has been completed. I'm Dar Danielson.
And a man who was convicted of assaulting a teenage girl in Estherville in 2011 is accused of recently sexually abusing another girl in Council Bluffs. 27-year-old Derek Wolford is already on the Lifetime Sex Offender Registry in connection with the Estherville incident. Now Council Bluffs police say Wolford has admitted to sexually assaulting a 15-year-old girl on March the 3rd. He was babysitting a friend's children at the time. Wolford was being held in the Pottawatomie County Jail on a $20,000 bond. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports sheriff's deputies and Red Oak police responded at around 1:25 p.m. Tuesday to a call about a rolling domestic incident that involved two vehicles which were traveling east on Old Highway 34 just west of Red Oak. The caller, Megan Horgdahl, told authorities a black 2015 Chevy truck driven by 34-year-old Garrett Horgdahl of Henderson was making several attempts to force Megan's 2014 Chevy Traverse off the road, and that the vehicles made contact several times. There were three small children in the SUV. Just west of Ginkgo Avenue and Old Highway 34, Garrett Horgdahl's vehicle made contact again with the SUV, forcing it into the south ditch. Officers arrived and attempted to take Garrett into custody, but he managed to turn his truck around on the highway and fled the scene, leading officers on a 30-mile chase at speeds of up to 90 miles per hour. The chase wound its way into Pottawatomie County and ended in a cornfield 1/2 mile west of the intersection of 150th Street and C Avenue back in Montgomery County. Authorities say during their pursuit, Garrett Horgdahl drove his vehicle without regard for the public's safety and other motorists. He also contacted Pott County Sheriff's Dispatch by cell phone and advised them that he had a firearm and intended to use it. At that point during the pursuit, at one point that is, he swerved at a patrol vehicle at an intersection and forced a grain truck onto the shoulder by swerving into the wrong lane. Once into the cornfield, Horgdahl was surrounded by three patrol vehicles, but in an attempt to continue, he crashed his truck into the side of a 2016 Dodge Ram pickup registered to the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. And as Horgdahl continued his attempt to flee, officers fired rounds from their weapons into his vehicle. He then quickly surrendered and was taken into custody. Horgdahl was eventually transported to the Montgomery County Hospital and then to a Council Bluffs Hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening medical issues unrelated to the officer-involved shooting. Garrett Horgdahl faces charges that include four felony counts of aggravated assault on a peace officer and a felony charge of eluding. The Atlantic Police Department said yesterday the woman from Oneida was arrested last week on an assault charge. 34-year-old Nicole Williams was arrested Thursday for assault causing bodily injury. She was booked into the Cass County Jail. And on April 20th, 35-year-old Chad Wilcox of Atlantic was arrested for OWI and interference with official acts. He was also booked into the Cass County Jail. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa reports a Southwest Iowa couple were sentenced Wednesday to prison for their role in the distribution of methamphetamine. 30-year-old Christopher Leroy Jordan and his wife, 26-year-old Randy Marie Jordan, both of Sydney, were convicted of conspiracy to distribute meth. Christopher Jordan was sentenced to 14 years in prison and 10 years of supervised release following his prison term. Randy Jordan faces 4 years in prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release. In early November of 2016, the Fremont County Sheriff's Office had initiated an investigation of the Jordans for distribution of meth. A search warrant was executed in January of last year at their house, resulting in the seizure of methamphetamine, marijuana plants, and related evidence, as well as the arrests of both defendants. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office and Iowa Division of Narcotics Enforcement conducted the investigation, which was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. An injury accident in Shelby County is under investigation. Sheriff's officials say that the Shelby County 911 Center received numerous calls Tuesday afternoon about a single vehicle accident that occurred north of Harlan on Highway 59 near 1200th Street. Authorities say 74-year-old Mike Kerr from Manila was traveling north on Highway 59 when his vehicle left the road and entered the west ditch where it struck a tree and rolled over several times. Kerr was transported to Murtu Medical Center in Harlan by medevac ambulance. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by the Harlan Police Department and Harlan Fire and Rescue. And Wednesday morning at around 9 a.m., another accident occurred about 2 miles north of Harlan on Highway 59. One vehicle was said to be in the west ditch. Shelby County Sheriff's deputies, Westphalia Fire and Rescue, and medevac were on the scene. There was no other information provided about that incident. Elsewhere in the news, a historical tour of Shelby County is planned for May the 15th. Ron Chamberlain will lead the one-day tour that will leave from Harlan.
We're going to Portsmouth, then to Panama, then to Erling, and then Westphalia, Iowa. The tour will go to Portsmouth. We'll see the beautiful church in Portsmouth. And then, of course, that's the town that has 70 years of baseball straight. They are the only league member that has had a team in the Iowa Western League all 70 years. Then we'll go to Panama, and we'll see three different things there. The church in Panama, St. Mary's the Assumption Catholic Church, and then also the one-room schoolhouse museum. And then we'll have a tour of Panama. We'll see Panama Transfer, Norma Jean's, Panama Main Street Market, and so on. And then we'll have dinner at Bird's Bar and Grill at 12:30. And at 1:30, we'll be in Erling, Iowa, and see the largest church, except for the Cathedral of Des Moines, in the Des Moines Diocese, and it holds over 700 people. And that's a beautiful, beautiful church, St. Joseph Catholic Church. Then we'll go to Westphalia, see the oldest church in Shelby County, as far as the Catholic Church, and that's built in 1881 there in Westphalia. And some of the ball diamond of Westphalia is on the National Register of Historic Places, as is the church.
The tour cost is $29, which includes your lunch. To reserve a spot, call 712-744-3209 or 712-235-2791. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for well over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.